Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Temptation Island Rehap Up here on the Rehap Up feed of the Hot Dummies on Islands feed. I am one of your hosts, Maggie Morgan, and I'm not that great at starting the podcast, but I'm doing it this week. And here with me is the always lovely, always fabulous. We were just together last week, and now we're separated by land and sea, sort of sea. Incredible and incomparable. Kristen McKinnis. There's the Great Lakes.
No, they're definitely actually, I live on an island, so there is actually a tiny slice of the Pacific Ocean. The Wand of Truth is great.
I live on an island too in New York, so there you go.
That's a river, right?
Like a river surrounding an island, you know?
Well, yeah, no, but I just was like, it's not the sea, but then I was like, I don't actually know if that's true or not.
Is it all the same water? You know, river, ocean.
That's a great question. And I think that it is something that we need a scientist to answer.
We have someone from science here. It's thrilling.
Yes. So our bestie of the pod, Evie was tweeting and I was like, don't tempt me. I'll send you the StreamYard. And they were like, okay. And now Dr. Evie Dragona is back again. Evie, hi.
Hello. Proof that Twitter is good sometimes, you know?
So I deleted my Twitter, but I might have like a burner Twitter that nobody follows and I don't tweet anything on and I can look at things. And I did send in our Instagram group that we have and say, Evie, come on the pod, seriously.
I'm so happy to be here and I am obsessed with our Featherbrain Instagram chat that we all now have. And those who follow me on Instagram know that I've got the COVID for the second time in 6 months and it's not that fun. And thank you both for giving me a little opportunity to hop on here and have a little fun. And I might hop off at any point if I'm too tired. And that's what we're dealing with. You know, that's 2020. Too.
We'll take whatever you for whatever amount of time.
That's 2020.
Isn't it still 2020 though? It's like has like, you know.
Yes, it is still 2020. Any birthdays since the last 3 months of 2019 do not count. I am still 26. I will not be turning 30 this year because COVID years don't count.
Seriously, I'm like, okay, I entered COVID closer to 20 and I'm leaving maybe. I mean, you know, everybody is getting COVID this week, so I don't know about that. I'm leaving COVID closer to 30, which is stressful to me, but you know.
Wait, so how old are you?
You're 26? I'll be 27 in July.
All right.
You'll be 25 in July. COVID years don't count.
Oh my gosh, wouldn't that be amazing?
They don't count. And I've been banging that drum for a very long time. I too have COVID, but not for the second time, just for the first time. And I would agree with Evie's assessment that it's not that fun.
It's not that fun. That's not that fun.
No.
Yeah, I really want people to know. I had it in December and I had it again. So just like, please be careful out there. It's still very real. But before I had COVID, we all got to hang out in New York, which was so fun. And shout out to there were a few people that came up to me and said that they were feather brains. And it made me so happy. So thank you to all of you who did that.
The Feather Brain podcast has reunited. We can't keep us away, everybody. You can't.
You can't.
Okay. Temptation Island. Final dates.
Okay, so you all know the format of it more because you're probably aware of the podcast. Like, I thought this was going to be the end. It felt like they dragged out this episode a bit, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Next week is going to be the, like, final bonfires where they just, like, get to talk at each other while Marco Wahlberg, mediates.
But next week is only two of the couples, and then the week after that is the other two, and then the reunion.
No! So
they're really dragging
I know. So next week is...
We're going to get Luke and Iris.
Because we're getting what happened, but I think we're getting two proposals the last time. Getting Jillian and Edgar, and we're getting Ashley and the Cells, which honestly, I'm thrilled to talk about both of them because I can't wait to dive into all of it. It's very exciting. Next week on the podcast, we have the great Matt Hoffman and Brittany Haynes returning from their stint last season. They're coming back to join us to talk about this season. So I can't wait to hear all of their thoughts on this. I can't wait to hear your thoughts on this absolutely bonkers episode. This was the most ridiculous episode of television I've ever watched, I think.
Was it even the most ridiculous of the season, though? Like, this was just, like, more of the same, I thought.
Hanya.
I think Hanya's state of delusion, I think, top, got us into a... It pushed the episode up a tier.
Should we just start with Ash and Hanya?
We have to go
through it. So, one thing that Temptation Island has in common with Survivor 42 is a therapist on the show calling someone a narcissist. Except I think this time she's right.
Yes.
Yes. This one felt much more based in reality. I mean, Hanya is such a narcissist, and it brought me so much joy to watch all the temptress ladies just yell at him. That was amazing. But he's horrible.
Ever in the history of the show have, like, no women wanted to go on a date with one of the men? Like, what on earth? Like, they literally were, like, I'm pretty sure that she only said yes to the final date because she knew she wasn't actually going to have to spend time with him.
And Marco Wahlberg had a gun. Like, she did not want to go. Like, I was like, you're going on this date.
Oh, my God.
I feel like the whole plotline of Hanya and Karina has been so bizarrely edited and, like, and also I'm sure the reality of it is insane. But, like, remember that brief blip when he was like, she's my girlfriend here?
Yes!
And then they, like, hopped into bed. But then, like, that, I don't feel like they actually hooked up because, like, why didn't we see that if that is what happened? And then...
Okay.
Right.
I feel like they didn't show him hooking up with her because they had much far more damning evidence of him talking about how he was getting texts from girls he had previously cheated on Ash with. Yeah. Like, I feel like they didn't need to show him sleeping with somebody else because they had horrifying clips of him bragging about how he had already been sleeping with other people. And so, like, and not in the context of Temptation Island, just in the context of life. So, like, I'm not sure, because this is the thing. There's no way Lascelles and Trace aren't sleeping together either. Like, they sleep in the same bed. Like,
yeah,
at least show a little clip of them, like, cuddling up in bed to Ashley. You know what I mean? Like, that's so weird.
Yeah. I still think that maybe they're not, like, sleeping together, because I really feel like Trace might be like, no, until you, like, put a ring on it. You know what I mean? Or, like, not a ring on it, but, like, leave this with me. I don't know. But I think that could potentially, because I feel like I just feel like it'd be consistent with the amount of, like, him, like, really trying to, like, bring her back all the time. Like, maybe he's, you know, not gotten what he's ultimately wanting out of it. You know what I mean? But also, anything I say here that's wrong, I have COVID brain. So, yeah.
It's no, that's fine. Nobody is expected to have a brain on this podcast, so that's why we get by.
COVID or feathers, which is the stronger?
It could be both, honestly.
A good old mix. Mix them all up. Put them in my head.
Nothing like a COVID feather. But yeah, so Hanya, like, I don't even know how this starts. He just yells at a woman in like a very like rude way. I don't know why it happened.
Well, he told two women, "You have great butts." Mm-hmm. And then Karina was like, "What the hell?" And then he was like, "Do you think that I don't think that you have a good butt?"
Which and is I think, not the problem. And I think Karina was like talking about Ash. Like, I think that Karina was like, "Well, why are you doing this if you're talking about how you're madly in love with Ash?" Like, I think Karina was trying to be a friend to him and was like, "What the hell?" Yeah. And then he started yelling at her. And then she was like, "Don't yell at me." And he was like, "I'm embarrassed," and started yelling that at her over and over again.
The thing is he instantly started playing the victim in like a very weird way of like, "Well, now I'm embarrassed that everybody is looking at me, so I'm going to keep yelling so that they keep looking at." Like, it was very, very weirdo behavior.
And he had no ability to understand in any way what anyone was mad at him for. Like, his instant response was like, "No, your butt's too, Karina," which, like, yeah, I don't know if she was mad on behalf of Ash or herself, but like, either way, it wasn't about, "Is my butt good, dumbass?" You know what I mean?
Like, in what universe is the answer to this argument? No, but you also have a great butt.
Yeah, and then just like, "Well, I'm having a feeling, so therefore I get to yell at you," which feels like a very problematic pattern that he's probably exhibited.
Totally, Evie, I was like, "Oh my gosh, this is what Ash has been dealing with." Whenever they were like, "Hey, I noticed you introduced me as a friend to that girl I think you were trying to fuck." And he was probably like, "Why are you making me feel like this? Why are you making me feel like the bad guy?" Like, and then he like went over and soaked in a corner by a fountain on a rock and took off his cape and was like, "I don't feel very magical right now."
As if that man has ever been magical in any way. Stop it. Like,
it's like so
I guess
pathetic.
Maybe it's like a goblin or something. I don't know.
He looked like a little boy, like taking off his little magic cape and was like, "Everybody's mad at me."
He's like, "Wow, I can't just say whatever I want with no consequences."
I really despise him so much. Like, so much.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's just like straight up a narcissist. He is he's like Kendall, except he's smarter than Kendall. Like, Kendall last season was delusional and was, but in a completely different way. Like, Kendall was not like, "Oh, Erica will want to marry me after this." But Kendall was like, "Well, Erica's not going to leave me after this." And Hanya, like, what has led Hanya to the conclusion that Ash would want to marry him?
It was like when they were doing the wedding ring shop, the engagement ring. First of all, I obviously assumed that it was for Luke initially. Uh-huh. Which would make 1,000 times more sense, even though I still obviously do not think that they should be getting married. But the fact that, like, I was like, okay, maybe Hanya is like doing a last ditch effort thing, which is also insane that engagement would be the thing you're using. But then when Karina was like, "What do you think she'll say?" Hanya says he thinks that Ash will say yes. The person that did not even leave him a message.
Yeah.
Like, what?
They, like, literally, they couldn't be bothered to pick up an iPad and talk to Hanya. But Hanya thinks that they will want to spend the rest of their life with him. And also, we need to talk about this ring, because the ring Hanya has selected, A, I'm pretty sure is a wedding band and not an engagement ring, but also was like one of the ugliest effing things I've ever seen in my entire life.
I can't.
Frick, I did not have enough time to prepare for this, that I zoomed in enough on it. It was like it was like kind of like banded.
Yeah, it was
like hammered
with many little jewels in it.
Yeah.
It looked like
a wedding band. For a man.
Looks like, yeah, like something that a man, which like, obviously we're talking about Ash here, so whatever.
We don't know what Ash's style of jewelry would be. Exactly. We have no way of knowing. But in this moment, Anya is referring to Ash as a she and a girlfriend. And so you would think that maybe and I would think go with more stereotypical.
And just regardless of gender and gender stereotypes, we can all agree that Hanya doesn't know Ash at all.
Yeah, and the ring was ugly. No matter what gender you're giving it to, it was an ugly ring.
If anybody had that as a ring, it was like, oh, look at my ring. I'd be like, oh, that's a ring.
Do you two in general want to be surprised by a ring, or would you want to be involved in that process?
I've never thought about that in my life.
Like, truly, I feel like I would probably want to be involved because I don't want to end up with a ring I don't like.
This is what could happen, you know?
I don't know. You know, I used to like assume that I would just, you know, like give ideas and then like let my partner get one. But then like, as I've gotten older, I've been like, well, I don't even know if I would want them to spend money on a ring. I have my great grandmother's gorgeous ring. Maybe I would want to use. So like, I don't know. That's like a real future Maggie question. Like, I don't even know if but overall, like to me, the ring is not important outside of the fact that I would want it to be a clear symbol that they understand me deeply, you know, I think that like the only way, like if a ring can be ugly, but if somebody's obsessed with it, then like they're wearing it and they're obsessed with it, you know? But like, I think like the worst is when somebody proposes to someone in a really public way and the person is like, oh, I don't think I would want this. You know, like I've told all my friends that if I ever am with somebody who's like, I have a great idea, let's plan a flash mob for Maggie.
Oh my God.
For them to literally call me and be like, you have to dump them. Like, you have to. You know?
Well,
like,
listeners of this podcast will know that is not your jam. You've made that sort of vibe, I feel, very
well, I mean,
performances,
also,
people watching you kiss, that sort of vibe.
I mean, to be honest, at this point in time, if anyone tried to plan a flash mob for anything, I would be like, did I just come out of a time machine? Is it actually 2012? Like, that's not what people do anymore.
I also think, like, just as, now that we're getting, like, very into me, but I, just, like, as a performer who's, like, done musical theater, who, like, has been in choreography sessions, like, I don't need that in my real life. Like, that's, like, work. Like, I don't make my dear friends who are musical theater performers, like, do more work to do something like that, you know?
But I saw some video from Sasha Joseph's wedding and they did all the dances, obviously. And it was some of the most iconic stuff I've ever seen in my entire life.
Well, Sasha's wedding, was it choreographed like flash mobby or was it the traditional dances?
Well, it wasn't a flash mob, but it was, of course, choreographed.
Well, but the wedding is different because that's like a fun event that there's a lot of preparation is like expected.
No, I was more so saying like that's the one exception.
Exactly. No, exactly. And it like makes sense. Yeah.
But yeah, that's my thought on the ring situation. And like, I was speechless. I was in awe that he was like, I'm going to propose. I was just like, what on earth? My mom texted me her thoughts throughout the episode and I wasn't watching live. I watched today and she sent me a text that was like, oh my God, hold on. Let me find it so that I can read it.
Yes, please.
But she said, oh my God, Hanya, have you lost your mind? She is in bed with another man, didn't send you a video and you're proposing? And then the facepalm emoji. And I said, oh my God, because that was my first, like, that's how I found out that Hanya was going to propose. I stopped what I was doing. I was out and wrote OMG to my mom.
Oh my God.
That is one of the most incredible things I've ever heard in my life. But there is one problem with that, and that is the assumption that Hanya had a mind to lose.
Oh my gosh.
Like, what?
Well, so sorry, go ahead.
Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Carmel and I were talking about this, and she was saying that, like, it also feels like, I mean, it's just the, I mean, we know he's performative as hell. Like, that's his thing. But also, like, this allows him to be in a situation where either he gets what he wants and he gets Ash, or mm-hmm. he gets to be the ultimate victim
who
proposes and gets rejected, even though it's like completely ridiculous that Ash would want to marry him. But like mm-hmm. then he gets to be like the sad boy left at the bonfire.
I cannot wait for his speech proposing to Ash.
Like, do you think he'll use the voice?
He's going to use the voice again. 100,000% he's going to use the voice. And then when Ash is like, no, what are you talking about? He is going to be sat there like, what?
Oh my gosh. Well, no, that's what I was going to say, Evie, that I was so astonished by this that I went on the Temptation Island Reddit.
Oh my gosh.
And there's a Reddit.
You know,
what is that vibe?
So Reddit basically just thinks that the whole season sucks. Like Reddit never likes really anything. Right. So Reddit like hates the season, which I don't understand at all. I think that the season has been incredibly fun.
I agree.
They said they were like, Reddit was like, oh yeah, Hanya wants to do this. So he will be the victim in the end so that he can be the one who was wronged in all of this, you know? And I think, you know, if we're looking at a narcissist, Karina, the therapist said it, not me. If we're looking at a narcissist, that makes perfect sense, you know?
Yep. Totally. Ah, man, so it's going to be fun.
Should we talk about Ash this episode with Taylor?
Yes.
Yes. First, can I say, bring one thing from the Temptation Island Reddit?
Sure.
This person goes, the way he buys a ring, and then Luke says, Iris and I talked about this before. And you can see Hanya almost realize how crazy it is to buy a ring for a woman you haven't discussed marriage with, let alone cheated on, went on the show with, / have seen clearly want to move on.
I mean, literally.
I wonder what Luke thinks. Like, does Luke think Hanya is an insane asshole? Do you think?
I mean, I think so. I think that Luke is trying to give the benefit of the doubt because he's like, you've sure grown a lot.
You're right.
Doesn't sound like he believes it.
Yeah.
But it was almost, it was like, I couldn't tell if he was like judging Hanya or if he was just like, oh, well, I guess I have to now because like you know what I mean? It was definitely like a weird energy in that ring shop, you know?
It was a weird
energy. I think that like they aren't friends. So like Luke is going to pick out a ring for the person that he like, you know, seemingly is going to marry. And he'll forever be bonded to Hanya from Temptation Island during that experience, you know?
Luke was like, I don't really want to propose, but I do want Temptation Island to pay for the ring.
Yes, that is the hack.
Yeah.
So Ash and Taylor.
Yeah.
This was
electric. So basically they talked out, they had like a mini little fight last week and it was essentially just like Ash telling Taylor, like, I'm worried nobody will ever love me and maybe Hanya is the best I can do. And Taylor was like, what the hell? I'm right here, you know? So they talked that out and everything seemed fine. And then they went on their date. And
I like, didn't Ash, love, though, how Ash started the conversation by being like, well, are you done being weird yet? Like, okay, Ash, that's not really productive.
Yeah. I mean, I think Ash and Taylor like are not going to have a future outside of this. Like very much their final date to me seemed sort of like a goodbye. Like they both are crying at dinner being like, you've meant so much to me like in the past tense. Like I think that neither of them are delusional enough that they're like, we're going to get married. Like, you know, other people on this show. But
yeah, that's the weird part about this season that it feels like the two couples that I felt like, I feel like, well, I guess on the you know, non-men side, you would think that like Taylor and Taylor and Ash and Tommy and Jillian, those mm-hmm. seem like some of the longest standing couples among all of the, you know, new couples, but they're both seem very much like, this is not a thing. This is like not happening after this, which is definitely like a weird, it definitely breaks the fantasy of it a little bit, but kind of in a way that's nice. Cause it's like, okay, that's believable. Like,
I also think like this is like gender norms coming into play where like the tempters as guys are like, well, this is just for fun.
Right.
And the tempters who are women are like, you're going to leave your girlfriend for me and move to LA and I'm going to meet your mom. You know, like I feel like that is a bit of like, you know, the gender norms of the people that they're pursuing, you know?
Right. Ash also posted, they do a lot of like Q&As on Instagram, and I don't always catch all of it because, you know, when the story is like a bunch of dots, I'm not into it. But one of the ones I saw either today or yesterday was like them being like, you don't fall in love on Temptation Island. It's just not an atmosphere where you can fall in love. And I was like, I don't think you should have posted this.
That seems like a spoiler.
But I think that we can all tell from the show.
Yeah.
And I feel like I kind of appreciate that it's very much like, oh, thank you so much for all that you've given me in terms of like my self-confidence and everything like that, which is like very nice. But then it definitely also gets to like, I definitely get where Taylor was coming from of like, I'm also a person, you know what I mean? But it's also weird because if he doesn't want to be with Ash, but I guess it's like if Ash goes back to Hanya, then it's kind of like this was all for nothing.
Yeah,
which is, I think, a very real.
On this date, Taylor is rubbing Ash's shoulders, not even like a full massage, just rubbing their shoulders. And Ash says, Hanya would never think to do this ever. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what?
The bar is depressingly low.
It's literally in hell. The bar is in hell. And well, Hanya is limboing right under it.
I mean, I think that that's like if you're going on Temptation Island with your relationship, like you're with someone who wouldn't ever think to rub your shoulders, you know, like I don't know. I think that maybe we are watching like the most incredible couples in the world. But I think that Taylor and Ash, like, I think that there's just clearly like, yeah, Taylor's like, I'm still a person and I care about you. Even if we're not going to fall in love and like be together, like I care about you and I don't want you to go back to this abusive asshole. And, you know, yeah, good on Taylor. I like Taylor, which is so crazy because I just thought he was like going to be a douche bro. And he has really, you know, shown out for our person Ash.
You can really tell when they have the painted fingernails.
Also just like, every time Taylor kisses them, they have like, Ash has like a full, like, needs a full second to recover every time from like it just makes me so happy for them, you know?
Yeah,
they have like intense eye contact.
Yeah,
all the time, their eye contact. Ash is always like staring into his soul.
They're like, and Taylor is like grabbing Ash's face. Like, it's a lot.
Yeah, he's not my type particularly, but clearly the chemistry is very strong between them.
Well, he has a very different body type from us.
The opposite, the exact opposite. So should we move on? Who would you like to talk about next, Evie, if we don't have you for much longer?
I want to say one thing about Jillian and Edgar, and then I think the COVID is overtaking me.
All right. Thank you for joining us even for a little bit.
This truly was the bright spot in my few days. So thank you for having me.
thank you for jumping on.
Okay, what I want to say about Jillian and Edgar, it was so wild to see Jillian react to the sleeping together. And you all were talking about it last time that it was like the first time that I feel like we've seen like a real reaction from her, because everything else was very much like stage vibes. I truly believe that her and Edgar, like, I mean, they said they had an agreement, and I feel like it was very much even realer than we were aware of, that it was like literally like, we will do whatever, we are doing these storylines, like we are going to be characters on Temptation Island, but we are not sleeping with anyone else and we will go get back together regardless. Like, I think that it was very much like known that they were both gonna like do like lots of stuff, but the sex was really an actual one. And I mean, she was reacting so nonchalantly to like everything else because I think she thought they were still in it. But it was so fun to see a real Jillian,
and I thought she was so like charismatic when she's back at the house and she's like wanted to throw the chair and she's like, my boyfriend was violently fucking another girl. I was like,
was like, not only did he fuck her, he was violently, loudly fucking her for everyone, especially me, to see.
Wow.
She was in her confessional, another fatality. She was like, the first time we had sex, it was not like that.
But then, so that was weird to me because it seems like she's trying to say like, oh, like vigorous intercourse is only for people you don't actually like care about.
Yeah, I thought
I was like, oh my god, and I was like, what?
I thought that she was trying to be like, yeah, and he was bad in bed our first time, and I had to teach him the ropes. Oh. And now he's amazing with her. That's the way I took it.
See, I took it as like she was acting like the vigorousness was like related to like how much you like care about someone.
Oh, that's, I really don't like that if that is what she was trying
to
say.
I hope that wasn't what she meant.
No, but I think I wasn't sure if she was saying because it was like on TV, but because I didn't know what the bleep was. I was like I didn't know what that first word was. But it just, I think, listen, power to Jillian. I loved seeing her react. Mm-hmm. But I think we, you know, last time I was on here, we talked about it. It looked like Marissa was having a fantastic time. And so, like, you know, like, you should want the sex to be good. And it does not have to be whatever Jillian, maybe that's what she wants for her. But that doesn't mean it's the only.
That's why
I think I was wrong. I think Maggie is right. I think that I just read it wrong.
Like, I think she's trying to be like, Edgar did not know what he was doing when we had sex. And now that I've taught him the way, he's going forth into the world to violently have sex with other women.
Why does it have to be like nothing about that interaction seemed violent to me? Like, it seemed like a great time for both of them, but it did not seem violent.
She should see what Taylor and Ash are doing in the stairwell.
Like, that's gentle. That's gentle, Evie.
Oh my gosh. No, I really loved seeing this from Jillian because I felt like we finally met Jillian. Like, I felt like Jillian showed up and was like, she was clearly so upset, so embarrassed. Like, she was shaking. She was like, very, very, and you can tell that she's just like a very controlled energy. Mm-hmm. Like, she's just a very composed person. And like, if this is Jillian losing her composure, like, that's amazing. Because if I watched my boyfriend, who I was like, do not have sex, that's the one rule, like having sex with someone, I would have fallen to the ground and sobbed and like wailed, you know, like I would not have been cool the way that she was. And I, like, she, of course, had an epic reaction in the face crack of the century, but it was not, I think, even what like Ash would have done, like episode one or two, or like what Iris would have done. Like, I feel like she still held it together fairly well.
And I've just confirmed online, sorry, Evie, that Jillian is a Scorpio. And so,
well, I literally almost said Scorpio energy. I literally almost said that.
Like, the normal composure, I was going to be like, she Virgo? Like, how's she so controlled? But then I was like, I don't know. So I've Googled, and thanks to gossipnextdoor.com.
A trusty, reliable
source. Her birthday is November the 8th, making her a Scorpio.
I, too, am a Scorpio.
Ooh, really?
Yes.
Ooh.
People don't always, like, get that about me, but I had a great conversation with Beth from RHAP about it. I think I need to learn about my rising. I think that would probably help explain it.
But, I mean, I don't think... I like, there's lots of different aspects to Scorpio as well. Like, I think that from you would be more of like the mysterious side rather than like the more like dark side. But I can see it.
I think, and this is not what this podcast is about, but I think it's that I think Scorpios are very intense, right? And I'm like intense, but like in a fun way. You know what I mean? Maybe everyone thinks that. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm intense about Survivor. You know what I mean?
You're intense about science.
Right. Or like, yeah. I watched the Temptation Island episode twice because I want to like nail it. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Very thorough. You know? Very thorough personality.
Yeah. Okay. And with that, I think I will bid you adieu. Sorry, dear podcast listeners, but thank you for indulging. This was so fun.
Thank you for coming. We love you. Great. So glad to have you on.
You're welcome anytime.
Thank you. And
literally, we'll send you the StreamYard anytime.
Literally, this is my dream. So thank you. You can't watch
this. Why you went on Survivor. Yeah, this is why you went on Survivor. To infiltrate the hot dummies on Island Speed.
I've made it. I've literally made it. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Enjoy.
Okay.
Bye, Evie.
Before we move on, should we maybe take a little break?
Definitely. And then we'll finish up Edgar and Jillian.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we're back.
Yay.
Okay. I cannot say more how obsessed with Jillian I am at this point. I wish we got to really? See the side of her the whole season. I'm like,
really?
Yes, queen.
Right. Oh my, I just know she is going to give it to Edgar at that final bonfire. She is going to light him on fire with her eyes when she walks in. Like, it's going to be epic. I'm so into it. And like, Tommy, I did feel bad for Jillian in the fact that like, but I do think it's good for her. You know, like she's like, Tommy, I would like to continue with you after this. And Tommy's like, I think we're just friends. And she was like, okay. But I think it's good for her. She should go forth into the world, spread her wings, live in Palm Beach, have an amazing time, party, be 21, be the hot, gorgeous 21-year-old she is.
Literally.
And leave, maybe hook up with Tommy a couple times after the show, but, you know, stay friends, spread her wings, kick Edgar to the curb. Yes, Jillian.
Yes. I think that it would be just like, I think her and Tommy will like hang out sometimes, mm-hmm. but I don't think that they have like a future, and that's probably for the best, as you said.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
One thing I really liked about the women at, sorry, femmes asking the men out on dates versus the men mm-hmm. asking women on dates is that the women were like, Taylor, Tommy, Blake, like just giving like Deke. Uh-huh. No, well, okay. Iris did ask Deke, do you want to come on a date with me? But mm-hmm. the other three were just like, here's the name and that's it. Whereas the men were mm-hmm. like, I know things have been really weird and I'm sorry, but would you please come on a date with me?
Yeah, because all the men are assholes. Like, I texted my mom and was like, all of these men are assholes. And she was like, yes.
Ray Rock had an incredible confessional this episode where he's like, all of these men suck.
No, for real. Like, honestly, that's wild. My mom is so disturbed by Lascelles. Like, she cannot wrap her mind around the fact that Lascelles exists and like is like going back and forth. And I the fact that these tempters, like that the men who are the only four options for these tempters, and the tempters want TV time, and the men are still like, they might not want to spend time with me for TV time. Like, how bad do you have to be for that to happen?
Well, really bad, Maggie. Really, really bad. Like, it's not good.
Well, Edgar clearly, though, like, found someone true in Marissa. Edgar, they christened every room in the...
They enjoyed every room in the house. Okay, so, like, Edgar and Marissa are the only ones that are having like an even okay relationship over at the other villa. And I really think it's like they have like, it seems very good physical chemistry too. Mm-hmm. I thought it was very interesting the night of the magic party. I don't know. Oh, when she's like, oh, I don't want to like hook up tonight, I guess. And he's like, oh, you want to be good? And then starts like kissing his way down her body. And he's like, well, if you want to be bad, you know where to find me. And I was like, disgusting.
Did it turn you on, Kirsten?
No. Oh my God.
That wasn't like, woo, good times.
I know that all of my time on this podcast feed have made people believe that that's what I would be into.
Oh, definitely.
It's toxic as hell.
Oh my God. No.
I was like seriously disturbed.
I mean, I just like don't know why we needed to see the visual of him like kissing her boobs and I was like, oh my God, I didn't need to see Edgar motorboat a girl on Temptation Island this week. Like, I just didn't need it to go but
I don't think that was a full motorboat.
Sure. I mean, because he's not disgusting, but his head was between her boobs. You know,
he did it. Dear Sammy, last night I had his face between the cocktail waitress's breasts.
Yeah, maybe someone should write a note to Jillian. Dear Jillian.
Last night at the magic party.
Oh my God.
Also, what was that theme for
party? So weird. And like LaSalle's was in a top hat. Like, I can't with the top hat.
I can't with LaSalle's.
Oh my God. Whoa.
But yeah.
Are we done with Edgar and Jillian so that we can move on to LaSalle's?
I just want to see. Jillian and Tommy's date was literally they went ziplining.
Uh-huh.
I liked how they held hands to start and then just let go because they were going like too far apart. But Jillian was showing like that great influencer skill by being in the confession, like, we're going ziplining, which is like super cool. Seeing Hawaii. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, girl. Yes.
Give her a brand deal. Somebody give her a zipline brand deal.
Listen, give her a brand deal. Give me a brand deal. Give people brand deals.
Would love that. Would love that. No, everybody deserves a brand. Evie gets a brand deal.
I mean, Evie certainly deserves a brand deal.
So yeah, that's Jillian and Edgar. Like I said, I cannot wait. She is going to fuck his life up.
I can't wait.
On fire.
I cannot wait.
She is going to hand it to him. Like, oh my God, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be so good.
What do you think his response is going to be like?
I think he's going to sob like a little baby. Like, I think he's going to see her and he's going to be like, well, you did this. And she's
I can't like, wait for her to volleyball spike that promise ring like down his throat.
Oh no. And I know that he's going to be like, well, you did this. And she's going to be like, Edgar, you thought you had seen me angry before. You don't even know what you're about to get. And she's going to breathe fire from her face, scorch him, and then he's going to be laying there pitiful, like the little pitiful person that he is.
Yeah, you can't make a Scorpio that mad.
Oh my gosh. She is going to get him. It's going to be amazing.
I can't wait. She is going to get his ass. Mm-hmm. But yeah, okay. I think that's everything with Jillian and Edgar.
I think we should do Iris and Luke because there was nothing, like literally nothing to talk about other than the engagement ring, which we already sort of talked about.
Yeah. I wish Deke had been on the show the whole season because then I think that there maybe would have been something.
Me too. And there could have been like, you know, some type of, you know, back and forth and maybe Luke would have gotten more insecure and I don't know, but like literally Iris and Luke like drive in a vintage car to like a hotel Iris with a pool Deke. Out back. Is that what
you
I said?
Luke.
Oh, Iris and Deke. That's what I meant.
But honestly, they are totally just replacement level men.
Yeah. I mean, like this is how engaged with their storyline I am. And then Luke went and got her an engagement ring. And, you know, like you said, he said that they had talked about it. Like at the end of this, they would either break up or they would be in this place. And he said
ultimatum, baby.
But he said like some, he said weird about like, he wasn't like, I like what you would want him to say is like, I have recognized like what Jillian said last season. I want to marry her. I want her to know that I want to be with her forever. She is my forever. And Luke was like, I want to show her my love through this next step of being engaged. And I was like, what does that even mean?
It was, well, and that's the thing too, is Luke is literally like, so I want to buy the ring so that I have the ring if we talk to each other well as the new people that we are, but I'm not for sure gonna propose.
Yeah, so weird. Like, really, really weird. I like, it was like word salad. It was very LaSalle's, you know?
Yeah, it was very LaSalle's. That's a very good point. That did not occur to me.
So moving on to LaSalle's, because I really have nothing else to say about Iris. And yeah, we'll see what happens, like, with them.
We'll see what happens. I guess we should maybe take a break again before we
finish. Oh, good idea.
And we're back.
Woohoo!
I love woohoo!
Break time. So Ashley and LaSalle. So LaSalle's has the bright idea where he wakes up in bed with Trace.
Mm-hmm.
The morning after the magic party.
Yeah.
And it's like, so I've been thinking this. It's been on my head and on my heart. And I need to talk to Ashley. And I think we should pump the brakes. And Trace is like under the blankets, but you just know that she's like, well, this, like, guy.
I think Trace was either already upset about something that had happened or was hungover in this moment, uh-huh, because she has like sunglasses, hat on, under the blankets. Like, you can barely see her. She's fully camouflaged. Mm-hmm. And LaSalle's is like, sorry, I think the problem is I need closure before I can like move on with you. And it's like, what is wrong with this man?
I can't. Like, he's so back and forth. Let me read what my mom said.
Yes.
My mom said, LaSalle and Trace are a total shit show. He once again flip-flops with her, and now they have to go on a 24-hour date, and she's not happy. He is not a stable man.
He is certainly not. Like, the decisions that he is making are so baffling to me. And like, Trace is like, I have trust issues, and you know that I have trust issues. And mm-hmm, every time I start to trust that this is real, you pull the rug out from under me. And honestly, like, she's got a point.
Absolutely. And you know, I can't remember, I think maybe it was Evie when they were on, but I don't know who made the point that like, LaSalle's just wants excitement, and Trace has brought drama and excitement. And mm-hmm, because it's been so like chill with Ashley for the past however long. And I think that he just like ran, he saw the excitement and he felt it. And he finally felt something again after not really feeling anything for 7 years. And he ran face first into it. And now is like, wait, what did I do? Like, is it too far gone? And the thing is, I think Ashley will take him back if he's like, I realized I want to be with you.
The other thing too, though, is it's like, I don't even know if he's realized he still wants to be with Ashley. I think that he, like, as we discussed, and as you just said, he really likes the drama and the excitement. Mm-hmm. And so then whenever it starts like calming down with Trace, he almost pulls back in order to get more drama and excitement because he wants another hit. It's not good.
Oh, gosh. Well, LaSalle's, as my mom said, he is not a stable man.
He's so making very poor decisions. Like,
yes.
I don't understand. And he's still like, Trace, I still want to be your boyfriend with maybe more. And I love you. And I want to move to LA. But like, don't you think I need to be free and clear first? And it's like, well, no shit, LaSalle's. Of course you need to be free and clear before you move across the country with another woman.
And the way that he said it, he was like, still to move to LA with you. Like, that's still a dream of mine. What?
A dream?
Like, what do you mean a dream of mine? Like, yeah, a dream of mine is to be able to afford to take my whole family to Italy, but like, not dump my 7 year long partner for someone I met 2 weeks ago. You know, like, that's so like a dream of mine. What? Like, it's, well, one, like, of many dreams.
That's the other thing too, is it's like, LaSalle's also keeps apologizing for like what he's doing to Trace. And I'm like, but what you're doing to Trace still pales in comparison to what you're doing to Ashley, your girlfriend of 7 years.
Yes. And it is devastating. And, you know, her, she's talking to Blake, and Blake's like, I wish you would pick me. And she's like, I can't.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with LaSalle's. And he's like, oh. And it's like, I want them to talk face to face because I'm going to be so interested to see what she has to say to him. Like, I'm really excited that we have Jillian and Edgar and Ashley in the cells next week because
I am just so curious though. Like, what is Ashley, like, how are Ashley and the cells in a conversation going to go? Like,
that's what I'm saying. I have no idea. I have no idea how she's going to react. Like, is she going to stand up for herself? The video she sent him was bad. Like, she really stood up for herself and, like, kind of let him have it. But then she was like, I want to see improvement in him. Like, after he's, like, telling Trace that he loves her, you know? So I don't know.
Sorry, I fully interrupted you there. You said you're excited for Ashley LaSalle's and Jillian and Edgar because, and then I...
Just because I feel like they have the most to really talk about. Like, they are going to, like, talk about where they're going. Like, clearly, Jillian and Edgar are not leaving together. Like, Jillian's absolutely done with him. And likewise, but, like, Ashley and LaSalle's, like, the door is still open. And then, like, the other two, they're proposing, so it is either going to be, like, a yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they'll end with Ash and Hanya, or do you think they'll end with Iris and Luke?
I'm trying to remember who they ended with last season. Didn't they end with the Kendall Erica of it all?
No, they ended with Kristen and Julian.
Right.
So they ended on a high note, which is why I feel like they'll end with Iris and Luke, the high note, you know?
But like, that's not a high note. Like, Iris and Luke getting engaged is also just deeply depressing to me.
Sure, but it's mess. And I can't wait for this reunion. I feel like the reunion will be so messy.
The reunion is going to be great. I wish it was a two-part reunion and not two-part finale.
I know, right? But I mean, we'll get 30 minutes with each couple, you know?
That's a long time to spend with Iris and Luke. I think maybe we'll get 15 minutes with Iris and Luke and 45 minutes with Ash and Anya.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. But if they say, like, if Luke proposes to Iris and she says yes, then they'll, like, want to celebrate. Like, they'll probably bring out, like, their families or, you know, they'll have, like, champagne, you know, something. But
I guess that's true. Yeah. I just can't imagine, like, I don't know. I also just don't think Iris and Luke is going to go well because I feel like Luke still has not taken any accountability for what he did in the past.
Yeah. Which is Iris's line, right?
It's the one thing Iris wants. It's the only thing.
Maybe he will. Maybe he'll say in his speech to her, you know, something. Oh my God. So who knows?
Maybe.
Do you have any other thoughts on any of these couples?
I'm trying to think.
Or what we have to look forward to. I feel like we covered it all pretty well.
I feel like we've gotten this down to a science of, like, boom, 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 short podcast. We've talked about everything.
Mm-hmm. It's good. And I think that it helped the way that we've done it this season, going through the couples versus the events of the episode.
No, definitely, I like it a lot better.
It just makes it easier also to, like, follow because then we get out all our thoughts and we can move on.
It trims the fat, too. Like, a lot of the stuff, like the dates and stuff, they don't matter, right?
Uh-huh.
So
yeah,
it's nice that we've been able to just, like, get it out. I think that it's something I'm going to try and incorporate into more Hot Dummy podcasts.
Yes. Yes. Trendsetters over here on the TI version of Hot Dummies.
Yeah, I think it makes sense. But yeah, is there anything else to say? I don't think there's anything else to say except
I don't.
We'll see what happens next week with two of the couples.
Yeah. And we'll have, like I said earlier, we'll have Matt and Brittany here. And I know that they're going to want to talk about the season at large. Like, last season, their podcast was a banger. I'll never forget Brittany talking about how Dr. Blake shaved every single hair on his body. So I'm sure she'll have many, many observations like that.
Yes, I will never forget the moment I got to meet Brittany on a podcast, and I'm so excited that it's happening again. Truly star-studded over on the Hot Dummies on Islands feed. Mm-hmm. It turns out everyone you love loves Temptation Island.
You know, what can you say? It's a show that brings us all together, for real.
It really does. It really does. Well, should we end it?
Yeah, Kirsten, where can people find you if they want to hear more from you?
You can find me over on BoJack Horsepod, talking about BoJack Horseman, over on Kowski Cast, that's Cow with a K, talking about Riverdale, which is very bad, and also the only show the CW didn't cancel today, and I'm not okay with it.
Well, I think we talked about this like in person when you were here last week, but when actors go for their screen test, they have to sign a 7-year deal or a 7-season deal as part of their package. And usually you can renegotiate if the show's a huge hit after 1 or 3 seasons. Like, they go through renegotiation all the time, but barring, you know, something crazy happened, like somebody having a baby or somebody getting fired or something like that, or them writing a character off the show, you are locked into 7 seasons. And this is the 7th season, right?
So it's season 6 currently, season 7 next year.
Okay, so that would have been the season that they canceled it, or they're like, have they already filmed season 7?
They have not finished filming season 7, but my suspicion is that someone sent me a blind item that maybe that seems to refer to Riverdale, that maybe the 7th season will only be like 13 episodes and the showrunner's mad about it. So
yeah, I mean,
hopefully 13 of that.
So that's okay. So that's probably what was in the initial contract, is that they're signed on for 7 seasons of 13 episodes. And if it is as bad as you're making it sound, it sounds like the actors probably would want to get the hell out of Dodge.
No,
and
literally,
so they're not doing an episode more than they must, you know?
Cole Sprouse literally did an interview that was like, yeah, we get the scripts the day we shoot them. And it seemed like he was a hostage. So hopefully they get set free soon. Speaking of blind items, you can also hear Celebrity Mess over on Mess Magnets, which is very fun with myself and Sasha Joseph. And follow me everywhere at Kirsten Sowet. Maggie, where can they find you?
Yeah, you can find me on TikTok and Instagram at MLMorgan_. That's where I am.
Yeah.
Check me out.
Every once in a while, a Maggie TikTok just hits my For You page, and I love every single one. She's great. So everyone should go follow her.
Thank you. The TikTok sometimes, I'll post them and then like a week later I'll get embarrassed by it and delete it. Like, even though it's been up for a really long time, I'll be like, no, I can't look at it anymore on my feed. So if they've stuck around, it's because I feel pretty like they were pretty fun. You know,
I think I've never seen a bad one from you. I don't think you need to get embarrassed and delete.
Thanks,
them.
Kirsten. Bangers only on my TikTok.
It's like when people delete a tweet when it doesn't get enough likes.
Yeah, it's not about likes on TikTok, because most of my TikToks have no likes at all. It's just like a matter of if I can stand to watch it over and over, you know?
Fair enough. Okay, well, we'll be back next week with Mike and
Brittany. We'll see you next week.
Mike. I'm sorry, Matt.
He listens to the podcast too.
I know. I promise I know your name is Matt Hoffman.
I love it.
It's okay, COVID,
we'll see
break.
You guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.